The Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery, MJMAG, plays an important role as Moose Jaw's primary forum for making art, culture, and local history accessible, relevant, and inspiring for the community. The MJMAG has 5 exhibitions on display, with 3 featured in the Norma Lang Gallery, 1 in the Art Gallery's lobby, and 1 on display near the computer station in the library. Extended Waksupi Beadwork Exhibit. Waksupi is an exhibit that opened in the fall, and we've extended its stay, explained Jennifer McCrory, museum director and curator. We're actually looking at extending its stay even further, because there's just been such a great response, and there was so much research that was put into it. Waksupi is Lakota for beadwork, and the exhibit features historic Lakota pieces from the museum's permanent collection. The naming convention follows an agreement with the Indigenous Advisory Committee, who asked the MJMAG to present Indigenous objects in their intended language. Through the different beaded objects, it tells the history of the Lakota in Moose Jaw and in Wood Mountain, she said. The exhibit has now been extended until September 1. Dana Claxton, to complement the Waksupi exhibition, we have the work of our Lakota artist Dana Claxton, also on display. McCrory said, Claxton's work follows a contemporary style, and beautifully complements the Waksupi show because of her video installation called Sitting Bull and the Moose Jaw Sioux, McCrory said. The video features interviews with Lakota elders and knowledge keepers who talk about the history of the Lakota in and around Moose Jaw and Wood Mountain. Her work also features a discussion of some of the beadwork currently showcased in the Waksupi exhibition. A number of her photographs were recently lent to the MJMAG from the Rimay Modern Art Museum in Saskatoon. The Rimay Modern sent them to us because Claxton was born and raised in Moose Jaw and she wanted to have more of her work in the collection here. We were very honored to receive them. Illuminated Collapse. Jude Griebel's work, Illuminated Collapse, is currently being showcased in the Norma Lang Gallery from February 2 to May 5. It features 7 sculptures that are dioramas, and it speaks to the climate crisis and the artist's anxieties about human impacts on the natural world, McCrory explained. I know families will really enjoy that exhibit, because the dioramas look like little model train worlds. Everything is handcrafted, accessible, and playful, and yet it speaks to very serious global issues. Prairie Dreaming. The Prairie Dreaming, Folk, Funk and Their Connections, Part 1, exhibit featuring numerous artists from the museum's permanent collection is currently on display in the front lobby until May 5. The exhibit looks at the connection between folk art and what is known as funk art in Saskatchewan, McCrory said. The exhibit explores a unique way to approach the theme of life on the prairies and incorporates a large amount of humor to deliver the artist's messages. Library exhibit. Currently, the MJMAG has an exhibit showing in the public library titled Elements of Landscape, and features 3 historic Saskatchewan artists from the Government of Saskatchewan collection. The 3 of them were known for their abstract works, but these pieces are actually landscapes that have elements of abstraction, McCrory explained. These artists are Kenneth Lockhead, Ted Godwin, and Arthur McKay. We've been starting to do rotating exhibits up there. It enhances the space, and is a nice partnership with the public library, but it's also a way of creating more opportunity for the public to access the permanent collection. Following the recent noteworthy Carl Bean exhibit in the space, Elements of Landscape is now the 3rd exhibit to be featured inside the library. Dancing the Boondangle. This summer, a new exhibit will be featured at the Norma Lang Gallery by renowned Saskatchewan artist Jody Greenman Barber by the name of Dancing the Boondangle. Dancing the Boondangle is scheduled to show from May 30 to September 1. It is work that's always pushing clay to its absolute limit. Greenman Barber ends up presenting very fragile works, McCrory said, noting that many of the pieces are remarkably intricate. Greenman Barber's works began during the pandemic years, and McCrory said the artist wanted to create pieces that are playful forms that make her laugh in contrast to the isolation and anxiety prevalent at the time. The art gallery is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 12 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 12 to 6 p.m., Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m., and is closed Mondays and statutory holidays. The Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery is located at 461 Langdon Crescent and can be reached at 306-692-4471. For more information, visit mjmag.ca.